from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fall-like Tuesday. A lot of injuries for the Bills. Matt Milano, of course, the big one. After that, you know, some week-to-weeks, some multiple weeks. MVS, Quentin Morris, Mitch Trubisky, multiple weeks. Curtis Samuel, turf toe week-to-week. That's definitely one to watch. Jeremy and Joe with you. Good morning. Thanks for listening. Thanks for chiming in. When you do, 803-0550, our phone number. We go to the Western Hotline. Joining us, we talked once before, a little bit ago, maybe earlier in the offseason, preseason. Mike Schroeder, co-founder of Future Fans, which is something for those of you out there that are trying to bring your kids along into the game and teach them football, which can be a complicated game, of course. Mike's joining us on the Western Hotline. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us. It's Jeremy and Joe.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So tell everyone what Future Fans is and, you know, age groups, how it works when it comes to trying to teach your kids these games that you know, we learn along the way, and the best way to get kids involved.
Yeah, so Future Fan Sports is a brand that helps little kids become big fans. And you know, we created this company based on the belief that there's nothing like sports, and sharing that with kids is really special, but it's also really hard, especially in this day and age where kids have so much access to other entertainment. We wanted to make it fun and easy for them to learn sports. And so we do that through a storybook-led activity boxes that introduce a sport in ways that young kids can understand. So we have products right now for football and soccer with more on the way. This is geared towards 4 to 8-year-olds. And the way that we teach is different. You know, we introduce concepts via stories and play. But instead of introducing, for example, the rules of football directly, we do it in parallel ways, like a beanbag toss game that teaches downs that the kids read about in a storybook, and then they get to play themselves. And so it's kind of this really fun, interactive way that allows kids as young as 4 to understand a sport.
I see one of the things you guys teach is about, like, fourth down decisions, the idea of a going for it. Are we into fourth and one, fourth and two? You know, teaching that idea about what you can and can't go for and the beanbag game. Like, how effective has that been in your experience and looking into just exactly how these kids are taking these lessons?
Yeah, so just so the listeners understand, in the beanbag toss game, there's 4 hoops, okay? And you stand in the first, kid stands in the first hoop, and they have 4 tries to throw 1 beanbag into the next hoop. If they make it, they move to that hoop and get 4 more tries or another first try. If they get into the last hoop, they get 6 points. And right, so we swapped out the word down, which is super confusing, and inserted try, and then we put it in a simple but fun game that that mimics downs and touchdowns being worth 6 points without using those words, right? And then there's later a two-player version where you're playing against somebody, and that's where you introduce this idea of a fourth try, right? And there's a consequence if they don't make it. And we introduce rhymes, you know, can I make it? Should I try? On the fourth, I must decide, right? So again, all these things that have nothing to do with football. And then the storybook, in a big aha moment, connects this game and other ways of teaching all to back to football, and they pick it up in an instant.
Mike Schroeder, Future Fans, joining us at the Western Hotline here on WGR, talking about how to, you know, help your kids learn these sports from a young age. What age do you recommend starting at?
Yeah, so as young as four, kids as old as eight and even 10 have loved the product. And it's super fun. Again, it's kind of comes together in this storybook-led activity box. It's $49.99. The football box has a storybook, five games and toys that are unboxed along the way, and an activity book at the end. And so the experience is split up into sessions. Parent and child start by reading the storybook. So you read about the characters in the book playing the beanbag toss game I mentioned. And then after each session, the kids get to open up a surprise box and play their own version of what's been happening in the book. And this reinforces what they're learning and keeps the kids super engaged because they get surprises along the way. Like, every kid wants to keep going to get to all the boxes.
How similar or different is the soccer box for kids when they're experiencing the differences between the two?
Yeah, the construct's the same. Storybook led, unbox things along the way. Obviously, the games and things are different and customized to a given sport, but the general construct is the same.
All right.
And there are more sports on the way, you said? I saw on the website hockey is maybe one of them?
Hockey, baseball, and basketball are all on right. Their way. Goal is to have all sports. And again, built on this belief that there's nothing like sports in the community that it creates around being a fan that certainly we've all experienced through our lives.
All right, Mike Schroeder. Futurefans.com, the website?
Futurefans.com is the website, $49.99 for the activity box. And, you know, you're 2 weeks away from being able to unlock a lifetime of memories together with a young kid in your life.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
My son, I asked my son and my daughter what their favorite sport is. Like, you know, they're learning them here and there. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. My son said baseball. He's not played a lot of baseball.
He didn't say monster trucks.
He probably wanted to say monster trucks, but he wasn't sure that counted as a sport. Definitely does. No, he said baseball.
Does?
Yeah, monster trucks.
All right, yeah.
I mean, is car racing a sport? Yes.
Sure. Yeah. So what'd he say? He said baseball?
He said baseball.
Really?
Yeah. He likes to play catch. He likes to run the bases.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got to get some more Tage Thompson highlights in there.
I know. We had a lot of Sabres momentum, and then last year that kind of collapsed. You know why? The goals.
Yeah, they kind of dried up, huh?
The goals dried up.
It is. How normal is it that the success of a team when you're a kid is what's going to decide what your favorite sport is? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the Sabres been great last year. Would hockey be his favorite sport?
No.
I feel like, I don't know, like, hockey is my favorite sport, and I feel like I attribute a lot of that to 06. Like, the Sabres in 06, I don't remember what I would have said before that. What was my favorite sport? Like, I feel like I often attribute that season, though, to why I like hockey more.
Yeah, that's probably right. I mean, there would have been a time where the thing I would want to watch the most was hockey, for sure. And that has drifted. Yeah, that's drifted quite a bit. And it's probably the Sabres a big factor.
Right. And also, for me, like, at the same time, the Bills were, you know.
Right.
It was nothing.
And
it's
now,
Fred Edwards.
like a Thursday night season opener, Kansas City-Baltimore, that is more relevant to a Bills fan than it would have been during the drought. Still would have been football and cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But it feels like everything matters. I want to see the Lions play because it all matters.
Right. The Bills really didn't lose a generation of fans, though.
No. And
like, everyone's still right there.
When people
when they
say
got
that, it's pretty. You can lose them over a generation and get them back in a year and a half.
Right.
And then you call them bandwagon fans. But the Sabres lost a generation and got them all back in a year.
I was going to ask, do you think that hockey is the same, though? Like, football is king in this country with everything.
In this area,
so it would
yes,
be easier, but is hockey automatically the same where like the Sabres just get good and everybody's right back?
100%.
Even those that don't remember
yep.
it being good?
Yep.
All right, because that's a lot of people now. You could have a 12-year-old that doesn't remember it being good.
Doesn't matter.
All right.
I think they'd get them all back. Yes. I mean, you might still have kids that have, you know, Connor Bedard jerseys instead. Or
right.
whoever. Or, you know,
right.
Kucherov. And I mean, pick whoever. I'm just randomly naming players that have been on successful teams. 803-0550. Had an interesting tweet sent in. I got a couple I'll catch up on. One is about the Vikings schedule.
Uh-huh.
So the Vikings, the Bills own the Vikings.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Second round pick. Have we done this before? Where we pick what the Vikings schedule, like what they might do? I don't think we have. Because their schedule is tough. Real tough.
Whose schedule is this?
The Vikings.
The Vikings?
Yeah. The Bills own their second round pick. They open with the Giants.
Okay.
On the road. All right. Then, Joe, Niners, Texans, Packers, Jets, Lions, Rams, Colts, Jaguars.
Okay.
One more time on that.
Yeah.
Niners, Texans, Packers, Jets, Lions, Rams, Colts, Jaguars.
That's not going
to
go well for
I think
them.
you'd be hard pressed to find a tougher stretch.
Yeah.
Even the bad teams they face, ready? Titans, Bears, Vikings, Falcons, Bears, Seahawks, Packers, Lions.
Is there a break in there at any point?
That's a team that with Sam Darnold or with average quarterback play might be lucky to win six.
Yeah.
That's a tough schedule.
Even if they're not that bad, just because how many breaks do they get? They get the Giants in week one.
Yep. And the Titans in November. But if the Bears are good. If the Bears are good.
Yep.
We know the Packers will be probably pretty good. We know the Lions will be
good.
You're in last place in your division.
Yep.
And your letoffs are like the Rams and the Colts.
Seattle, I guess.
I guess.
That's so much later, though. Like,
Arizona?
You're probably dead by that point.
And the Vikings.
So what you're saying is that Diggs' pick is going to be like 35th.
Yeah.
That the Bills got.
It really might be. When McCarthy went down with an injury, you know, I tweeted, not everyone agreed with this, which is fine. I said, I'm not so sure that that means the pick is going to be higher, that now that Darnold's playing instead of McCarthy. Maybe McCarthy gives them a higher ceiling. But it's also possible that if McCarthy had been in there and they struggled, they just stick through the struggles. Whereas with Darnold, he might give them a higher floor. Possible. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I wasn't positive, that the McCarthy injury is good for the Bills with that draft pick. It's very possible. But you'd say, well, McCarthy couldn't be worse than Darnold. Yeah. He could have been.
Yeah.
You never know. Not every rookie quarterback shows up and is better than Sam Darnold.
He maybe had the least amount of hype around him before he got hurt.
McCarthy
did he even get in, though? He got in one preseason game?
They were starting to really believe in McCarthy there. Everything was trending in the direction.
Okay.
I saw a lot of good stuff.
All the rookies have looked good.
They really have. Jaden Daniels has looked really good.
Jaden Daniels has looked great. Bo Nix has looked really good. Caleb Williams has made a bunch of good plays. I saw Dan Orlovsky breaking him down today. Like, his big question mark was, can he read defenses? And here he is in the preseason, like, oh, he recognized this switch to cover two at the last second. He put it right where it needed to be.
Caleb Williams. Yeah, the thing about Caleb Williams coming out of college, at least I thought, like, the comparisons to Mahomes were good in the skill set and the style. I wondered if he could make regular, normal, boring plays. A lot of highlights out there. Can you just make the boring throw? Which is, of course, something that Mahomes has become great at. Same with Allen. Mm-hmm. You see the crazy stuff, but you live more often on the regular stuff. So if Caleb Williams can do the regular stuff, then they'll be in good shape. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550.
Okay, so NHL trading is really stupid, right? Like, really stupid a lot?
Really, really stupid.
Okay. I'm going to need someone to explain this to me like I'm five.
Okay.
So the offer sheet thing just happened. So
yeah, Edmonton has announced they're not matching either pick.
Right.
Which means the Blues have given up a second and a third round pick for further developed first rounders.
Yes. Who are just about ready. Like, they should be ready now to play in the NHL full time. 1 minute ago, actually, excuse me, 10 minutes ago. This is after the offer sheet news. Between the Blues and the Oilers, right? The Blues took the Oilers players.
Two players, yep.
Yeah. Then it gets announced. The Blues have traded Paul Fisher along with a third-round pick to Edmonton in exchange for future considerations. Paul Fisher's just a prospect.
Is that what sorry, am I looking, what am sorry I looking at? We did this to you?
Is it?
Is Paul
is
Fisher...
Is that what the future... Are the future considerations...
Wait, is Paul Fisher and a third?
And a third.
You just gave them a third-round pick?
They gave them a third-round pick in addition to the compensation, by the way. So that Edmonton already got the second and third for the offer sheets. This is after. Now the Blues are giving Edmonton a prospect, who was like a fifth-round pick, but I guess college hockey guy, so maybe he'll be better than that, and a third-round pick. In 2028, by the way. A third-round pick in 4 years.
Just to be clear.
For future considerations.
The St. Louis Blues have just given the Edmonton Oilers a third-round pick in 2028 for free.
And a prospect for free.
On the day where they used a third-round pick to steal one of their players via an offer sheet, showing that a third-round pick can actually be weaponized into acquiring a former first-round pick with an offer sheet, they just gave one away for free.
Yeah.
I can't wait for 4 years from now, or 3 years from now, they're going to trade for that pick to get it back to then offer sheet a different team like they just did with Pittsburgh.
Right. Am I right in thinking that the graphic is St. Louis receives future considerations? Is the future considerations just we agree to not do this back to you or something? Is that what it is?
I have no idea.
We'll give you Paul Fisher in a third. You promise us that you're not going to retaliate and offer sheet one of our guys in a year. I'm just guessing. I have no idea. So I need someone to explain this to me.
Listen,
the NHL is so weird and dumb and just.
Just get an NBA GM in there to actually get in and do some work. You're telling me. This is a league that every year at the deadline, you'll trade a third-round pick for a depth defenseman. They'll talk about how important that move is.
Right.
And they just gave that away.
They just gave him a third.
I don't care about Paul Fisher for future considerations. I don't know who he is.
He was a fifth-round pick last year. So it's like they gave up a third and a fifth.
Fine. Giving a player away for free is just cutting a guy. You don't cut a third-round pick that's not been selected. How does that phone call even... Hey, yeah, what's up? Yeah, I hope you're happy. You got your draft picks. You got our guys. You stole them. Yeah, what if we gave you Paul Fisher and a third? For what? Nothing. Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. In this case, the future considerations might actually mean something, right? It's a promise of something, right?
Anthony Brown signed to a one-year deal officially. Wide receiver Lawrence Keys designated as waived injured.
Okay.
Another receiver bites the
Lawrence
dust.
Lawrence Keys, we hardly knew ye.
What do we got to know about Anthony Brown? When he got to eighth grade, his...
What a start what do we need to know about Anthony Brown? Eighth grade. What did he do in eighth grade?
His nephew, or I'm trying to follow along here, played football. He's related to former NFL running back Charlie Rogers.
Okay.
That's what I've got.
Okay. Brown started 3 years at Boston College and then 1 year at Oregon. His final year at Oregon, he threw for 3,000 yards and he ran for just under 709 touchdowns. So maybe some mobility with Anthony Brown here.
I mean, he played a game and didn't run.
He's big, too, 6'3". In the game he played in the NFL?
Yes, he didn't run.
Okay.
I think we looked earlier, he had no attempts.
Okay.
Right, he's played... He's appeared in two games.
He's certainly fast. He ran a 4.35 40.
Why didn't he run then?
I don't know.
Yeah, his one game he played a full game, 19 of 44.
Yep.
He did not rush at all.
Okay.
He dropped back 40. A man who can run a 4.44 40 dropped back 44 times in a game.
He scratched that. Different Anthony Brown.
Okay.
This Anthony Brown ran a 4.7.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
What do you do in the gauntlet?
Do I have to look up, if Keon Coleman makes me look up gauntlet drills for the rest of my life, actually that'd be a good thing, because it means it's probably pretty good.
That's right. All right, Extendo Sports and the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.